The Republic Broadcasting Network.
Folks, we're here at Sanctuary Radio. It's the 19th day of June 2016, going into the 20th day of June. Well, it's a week later. The latest incident that, you know, just bubbled to the top of every news cycle on basically the entire planet. The Orlando incidents. You had the Gator, you know, news story about some kid getting snatched on Disney property. You had Christina Grimmie, the singer from The Voice, who was on tour. And we had the, as Kyle coined it, the homo cost that went down in the Pulse nightclub in Orlando. And so tonight, you know, I've been talking to Nick and Kyle, both from Renegade, about this issue, you know, through messaging. And I wanted to bring Sean on from Renegade as well, because of what happened in Australia with the Port Arthur massacre, and it really led to the gun grab down there. And I think they had to pull a sequence of these things to really try to get this agenda moving forward, just because of the gun culture in the United States. But Kyle and I were talking, and let me set this up. So I got Kyle from the Solar Storm, Sean from Two's Company, Three's Allowed, and Nick from Circus Maximus Radio. They're all hosts over on Renegade, and these are guys that these crazy incidents, they're people that question them and their veracity and their authenticity, like I am. And Kyle and I were both messaging back and forth, and we were talking about our frustration with certain heavyweight figures in alt-right circles and alternative media circles that have chosen to go with the narrative as presented and not question any aspects of the narrative, but basically proceed forth as it was given to them. And I find that highly troubling, and Kyle does too. And I know Nick really, I've been listening to his programs, and he got into this stuff with G4S and all this stuff. And so basically it's like this. Kyle basically said how frustrating it is that the alt-right being willing to accept homosexual Jews like Milo, but not any conspiracy theorists who don't believe the media with the echoes, okay, which is Jewish-owned media. We all know that basically the Jewish power structure owns the lion's share of all corporate media, and they're tied in with law enforcement. And so the information that comes out from law enforcement, it gets dictated right to them, and this is where the story goes. But Kyle said when I said this about this psyops and not people not willing to question, they question Jewish power all day long, but when it comes a story bubbles up like this, like Charleston or Sandy Hook or Boston or any of these, Orlando now, They take it hook, line, and sinker, and they don't want to question anything. And so Kyle said this. I think this is the issue. You can tell who the agents are, in my opinion. Now, this is disinformation agents and actually misinformation agents, people that are truly mistaken. And it's hard to sometimes differentiate between the two. So I wanted to have a little kind of a quick fire roundtable about this thing, which Kyle said he thinks this is one of the, you know, the issue out here is basically people, you know, can question this power structure all day long. But when this power structure's media throws us stories, we're not allowed to question those. You got to go along with it and just kind of triangulate off of the story presented. So let's start off with you, Kyle. I tried to encapsulate that as best I could, but your thoughts on just Orlando very quick and its syntheticness, and then the people out here just taking the narrative hook, line, and sinker and blaming it on some disturbed gay Muslim that had repressed tendencies or whatever the hell he had going on.
It's an interesting script for sure. It looks like a very bad movie. They didn't even have the money and resources to get some real ambulances down there at the crime scene, it seems. And we're seeing things gradually coming out. Now some footage from inside the club apparently is now out there. But what people need to realize is that it is legal for the government to have staged hoaxes and play them off as real. That's perfectly legal. They used to do it before, but it just wasn't legal then. Now, legitimately, they could do this, have no repercussions if we even catch them, essentially. Yeah, it would make them look really bad, but what they're doing right now in their screwed up system is perfectly fine. There's actually a really popular post on the Tribune entitled, "Why Did the Government Pass a Law That Makes Staged Hoaxes Legal?" And it's essentially just a short video that deals with this very same topic. It's gotten shared around quite a bit, especially recently. It was posted maybe half a year ago even. And it's something that a lot of people need to realize, is that we can't just take it for granted that something actually took place because it's been reported on the media and everybody else seems to go along with it. One thing that I think is very important that got brought up on Renegade Tribune today was that this is very much in line with all of these other shootings, conditioning the public to have a very certain response to these kinds of events. They're conditioning us to basically skip through all of the different stages of grief to acceptance. There are some people out there who give these interviews, relatives of the victims, maybe a couple hours after they learn of their child being murdered on live television, let's say with the reporter, Andy Parker, you know, the Virginia reporter shooting. Out there, perfectly composed, not even grieving. He has accepted his daughter's murder and jumped through all the different stages of grief that you might learn about in a psychology course and has accepted it. And, of course, he's going off about gun control topics, very eloquent, and it's just absurd. And then the people that are laughing in all of these different instances, Wayne Carver up in Sandy Hook, you've got two instances of cops laughing in this Orlando shooting, yeah, while on camera. So it just needs to go to show you that that's fake. But as I was saying about the responses, they want us to basically emulate this, or to find that this kind of response is normal. This is the way one reacts. And you look through all the movies, the violent and horror movies and the zombie movies, you see the characters, when somebody that is very close to them is murdered in a gruesome way, they accept it almost immediately. It's a very sick psyop that is being run on many, many levels, and people need to recognize that there are many things that are being achieved through one event like this. It's not just we're going to take their guns. It's also a number of other things. Of course, with the homosexual aspect of this thrown in, that's a whole nother ball game where essentially we have to now defend all of these degenerates, and that's the way they're trying to portray it. It's now, oh, now they really struck at the core of American values. This is really what has become American values. Look at all the big companies out there running their rainbow flags all over the place. The the White House being bathed in a rainbow after the Charleston church shooting. These are all these events are being done to further a number of different agendas at many different levels. I will end it there, and it's great to talk to you again here.
All right, right on. So, Sean, down there in the land down under, when you saw this and the fallout in the last week, did your discernment, your spidey sense, whatever you want to call it, start to, you know, kind of when you're looking at this, was it immediate? I mean, it was for me. I did a show like the night it happened, and I pretty much broke out so much information that night. But did you immediately just say something's going on here, Sean?
Absolutely, Robert. Thanks for having me on the broadcast, by the way. Yeah, no, I mean, you were the first one to send me any videos on it, but I had read about it already. And straight away, I mean, I always go back to the Steven Seagal thing. Yeah. Seagal said all those years ago that a lot of this is the government playing funny buggers, if you will. And I wholeheartedly agree. I mean, after taking a look at what happened with the Port Arthur massacre, what a joke that was. I mean, it was in your face, obvious to anybody who just looked past their nose that it didn't take place the way they said it did. Some people might even tell you that it didn't take place. I don't believe that because I met some of the Red Cross members or friends of the Red Cross members that were actually there. So I've spoken to people that were on ground. But with a lot of these other shootings, of course, I don't believe they happened at all. I don't believe the Orlando shooting took place. I think this was absolutely staged and all sorts of red flags started going up after looking at the videos especially. I mean, you take a look at some of these actors, they can't even read. Probably, you know, I mean, it was an absolute joke. And it's not just a joke, as Kyle was just saying on Renegade Broadcasting. What they've done is they've taken the things they're doing to us is bad enough. But what they've done is taken these things and rubbed it in our face. Yeah. And that's what they're doing. What really upsets me, as I've said on the show just the other day, was it is the people, just as Kyle was saying, it is the people that upset me the most. Those people that orchestrate all of this, they're one thing. But what really angers me, and I'm, you know, it fires me up as I'm talking about it, is the stupidity of the people. Here we are, a white Western world with the intelligence of the likes the world had never seen, and we just throw it out the door and say, yes, Ellen DeGeneres is right. Yes, our nightly news is right. Yes, Gaze of Our Lives is right. It's atrocious to me. But yeah, to answer your question there, Robert, absolutely. There were red flags going up right away.
Yeah, now later on in the show, I got an article from one of the guys that I follow over at Veterans Today, and I know that's a mixed bag over there, but he actually talked about this possibly being a hybrid op where they had just idiot crisis actors, so forth and so on, just to really trigger all of us with our eyes peeled. Then at the same time, could have ran an assassin unit inside and actually killed some people. Who knows? But he actually brought up that thought, and I was like, well, you know, that's the way I kind of look at these kind of synthetic terror incidents. Is like the absence presence of corpses. It's not that high on the food chain as far as when I'm looking at an incident to see whether it's real or whether it's conducted by the deep state, corpses or not. You know, it's not the most important thing when I'm looking at anomalies and so forth. And so I'm going to read that later on because I think that's a possibility in a lot of these that where they kill a few people. They say there's 50 dead and there's maybe a few. I'm not sure, but I don't like to get stuck on to either or supposition because you could get burned that way. And that's why I like to kind of leave it open and say, look, I say this is synthetic, but I'm not saying whether I know for sure whether there's were some bloody corpses or not. And so that's the way I like to keep it. Nick, now I listened to you where you got into the G4S stuff, and I kind of covered that last week. I got heavy into G4S. In this week's False Flag Weekly News, actually, they just yanked themselves out of Israel, they were running some of the Palestinian holding facilities over there. So this ties in with BDS and some things as well. And that stuff's all trickling out. But your thoughts right now, a week later, how bad this thing is and how bad it's falling apart. And I can't believe people like Alex Jones and some of the other ones are still trying to maintain that this is a jihadi attack, blah, blah, blah. Go ahead.
Well, I think the first couple days after the incident was where they pretty much revealed the true nature of a lot of the things that actually were going on within the police department and SWAT. And then they started throwing out a lot of different fabrications as far as different ways of distractions, as far as even what his father has said and his wife has said and his history, even when he was in elementary school, where he planned on shooting up his school, even at the second grade level, fifth grade level. There's two different stories of that, talking about him being bipolar and mentally ill, pledging allegiance to Hezbollah, ISIS, the Boston bombing individuals were his homeboys. There was a lot of different aspects of pulling us into different directions. And for the most part, I was awake in that morning on Sunday morning at like 7 a.m. and I was on Twitter and I saw what was happening in front of my face on the different news agencies. So I was consumed with all of this information from day one, just a few hours after everything was, you know, hitting its high point.
That's exactly what happened to me, too. From the time I woke up and heard about it, next thing you know, until my show that night at 10 p.m., I was consumed with it as well.
Yeah, so the G4S connection I put together right away because that was already being talked about with his employment. The fact that his IMBD was just scrubbed recently. They show that he was an actor in a movie called 1984, made in 2009, Love City Jalalabad in 2013, The Big Fix 2012, The Department 2015, and World Peace 2012, plus the fact that Louis Barbano is an actor as well in a few different movies. So there are definite actors involved in this. There is no conspiracy to that. Just interesting that they scrubbed Mateen's IMBD, though.
Yeah, now let me ask all you guys just as a quick answer. How the hell can we, like all of us four sitting here with not a big crew of reporters and writers, how the hell can we find something that day and a guy out here that's supposed to be the false flag decoder king is he spiking all of his reporters over here at InfoWars? I mean, this guy just basically lost every bit of credibility that he had left. And I know among our circles he doesn't have much, but he seemed to have been kind of at least trying to move back towards a more credible position. And this Orlando thing happens, and my gosh, he just looks like the biggest fool out here. Paul Craig Roberts is even questioning this thing. And then Jones is still holding this jihadi, ISIS, Islamic angle. Go ahead.
Paul Joseph Watson is going off to gay bars. I forget, where was it? Somewhere in Germany or something?
Prague.
Prague. There you go. Thanks. He's going off to check out the vibrant gay nightlife. He was tweeting about it. Yeah, so they have to go along with this official line. And what's very, very interesting and telling is that this is almost across the board, besides a few alternative media networks that are within our larger sphere. A few hosts on RBN question this, and some of the different alternative media. But within the pro-white scene, think about some of the people on Rents. They don't question this whatsoever. They just pretty much take it for granted that these things happened. And you can provide them with evidence that no, it did not happen whatsoever. As they said it, this is irrefutable evidence right here, or overwhelming, rather. They won't go along with it. They're going to, unless it's, basically, unless the TV says so, the thing, it happened. It happened as they said it did. They need some kind of official source to come out and say that, you know, oh, maybe it didn't go down that way. It's just very disappointing to see that these people can't have the proper reasoning abilities to put two and two together here and say it's four. No, they're insisting it's five.
Yeah. Well, here's a break. I hear the music. We'll continue this on the other side, and we'll pick up where we left off. Incendiary Radio on RBN, folks.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Chat.chatango.com, incendiaryradio.chatango.com for all the chatters. And so we were talking about Orlando, and we were talking about basically how people that are supposed to be highly intelligent, they have letters behind their names and all this other stuff, but when it comes and there's some of the biggest critiques, critics of basically the Jewish top of the rung power structure, but when it comes to this media, which is completely under their sway, when it comes to these crafted events, there's some disconnect that happens there, and it's starting to really, really alarm many of us. And this is basically why I put this little kind of discussion together. So are these people? Most of them consciously doing this, or do you think some of them just haven't got into this level of research? And we'll go to Sean now. Or is it something that they're doing, you know, because they have an agenda? What's your thoughts on this?
You know what I think? I think it's a mixture of what Kyle said in the beginning, where it comes to desensitizing people first and foremost. Now, the reason they're doing it at such a ludicrous level now, I think, Robert, is because they're scrambling like a kitten up the curtain. People are waking up left, right, and center because of networks like RBN and Renegade Broadcasting and, you know, back in the day, Oracle. They themselves have been pushed into a corner now because there's so many of us waking up to it. So what they're doing is trying their best to desensitize us as quickly as possible. And that's being thrown back in their faces because they're doing it so quickly and so ruthlessly, it's lackluster. Yeah. So when we see the reporter standing there saying, "Oh, and yes, my son," and you're going, "Hold on a second, she's reading from a teleprompter." That is so obvious. I mean, who can't see
that? And we got to get these assault weapons.
Yeah, we've got to get rid of the assault weapons. And at one stage, what was it she said? She said, "And we've got to stop this network." Hold on, what network are you talking about, lady? Obviously, she was either reading from the wrong teleprompter or they've accidentally added something to her.
She was referring to the club of people that
have lost people
to mass shootings.
Can I add something real quick?
Yeah, go ahead. Mm.
Yeah, what I forgot to add in my show last Friday, it was a three-hour show, and I could have went 4 or 5 hours. Yeah. The fact over at Sandy Hook, they kept talking about resilience training, the Unity Project, John Woodall, part of the Sandy Hook resilience training, where this guy's been at a lot of these different crises that have occurred throughout the world. And also during the press conferences, you hear, "We have to be resilient." So that's part of the desensitizing of people. And it also ties into Dr. John Woodall and his Baha'i connections. If you hear some of the videos out there on YouTube about the Baha'i, they say the best way to avoid confrontation is just not to talk to each other. So how desensitized can you possibly be at that point, right?
Well, and it sort of works in with the whole Rambo mentality. We see our Hollywood films or our Jeweywood films where a person is just walking around ruthlessly spraying bullets, and there's a nice, neat little hole. People don't really get to see what death really looks like. A person just drops down and then that's the end of it. That desensitizes us as well. So all of this with what Cole's talking about, Nick, and of course you, Robert, all comes into play. But what happens is they've gotten a bit lackluster because of the fact that they are scrambling like a kitten up the curtain. They think, hold on a second, they're on to us. We have to do something quick to desensitize them further. We have to do something quick to disarm them because an armed populace is a dangerous populace.
And real quick,
I think that's where they're going, yeah.
And the Orange Movement is also funded and backed by Sandy Hook Promise. So there's another tie-in.
And the Orange is the location as well, on Orange Street, right, in Orange County. So
yeah,
Orange 33 and a certain system of gematria. I just wanted to comment on what Robert was asking before, but the people that are doing this, are they, you know, conscious that they're lying? Are they agents? I think, honestly, a lot of them are. I think a lot of the leading voices for our people are. But just think about this. They admit that Jews lie. They admit that Jews own the media. But they refuse to accept that Jews will lie in their media. It's absurd. They keep upping the ante with these shootings where it's just a ridiculous 50 killed and 53 more wounded. This is incredible.
All right, let's stick this up on the other side of the break, because this is really the crux of the matter here. It's like half the people that we've got supposed to be leading us are...
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
All right, we're back, folks. And I'm joined by Kyle from the Solar Storm, Sean from Two's Company, Three's Allowed, and Nick from Circus Maximus. All of them are hosts over at Renegade. And these are people that actually, when something like this happens, actually question it, dig into it. And so I wanted to do like a kind of a round table for my first hour and just kind of cover this stuff. And I wanted to pose this question on the air to the guys. And this is Preston James from Veterans Today asking this. Did the basically Khazarian mafia, Jewish mafia, a.k.a. City of London bankster syndicate, pull a very big trick on American false flag researchers who have been able to crack all their previous false flags? Could it be that they've deployed a hybrid form of false flag, one that used both really dead victims and really stupid, obvious crisis actors and staged phony victims afterwards? Could it be that they figured they could set a big trap and later release actual photos and autopsies and death certificates on some real victims? Because we see a lot of these folks in the YouTuber side of the house that they go hoax, hoax, hoax with everything. And then I think that's, that kind of sets them up to lose credibility. And that's why I'm always very hesitant to say complete hoax, where I'm saying, hey, partial hoax, partial ritualistic murder to get their jollies, and pull one, you know, the wool over the eyes of the dumbed down goy public. And so all you guys kind of weigh in on that, the possibility that this could be a hybrid, with real dead victims and then some crisis actors mixed in there. I mean, I don't know. That would be kind of tough to be a crisis actor knowing that there's some real people getting smoked right in front of you. I don't know if they could keep a lid on that. What are you guys', you know, thoughts?
Maybe not the low-level crisis actors, one that don't get paid a whole lot. We have no idea what happened on the inside of Pulse there. I wasn't down there. I don't know. I haven't really spoken to any firsthand witnesses. Now, here's the thing. We don't know if there are people out there who might have witnessed something that they thought was very real, because you could have a core team of crisis actors and operators who are managing the situation, and then on the outskirts, people who are legitimate witnesses who think that they saw something go down. Now, this is not nearly as manageable. You need a lot more variables come into play here. So this would be much more difficult to pull off, but the effect would be one of basically having all sorts of different witnesses who corroborate your story if you get it right. There's a lot of risks involved here. But
psychological devastation. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Psychological devastation.
So, but we're not really seeing a whole lot of those people who have been actually psychologically devastated. We're seeing bad actors. So Robert could be correct. They're not above killing lots of people. We know that about our enemies. But it, for them, I think it's always a matter of what's most practical, what will leave the least amount of loose ends. That's why I think a lot of these are complete hoaxes, completely staged.
Staged, and this is why they call it staged. If I could interject, you know, all it takes is for somebody to walk in there with a machine gun, fire the machine gun into the air. Panic ensues. Everybody's tripping over each other. The actors do their job. You know, they douse each other up with blood. I mean, then people run out there thinking that they've witnessed a real shooting. Let's face it. If you were standing in a built up area with lots of people, and all of a sudden you see some of them running around with blood on their face, and they're pretending to drop dead, you're going to think they actually died there in front of you. So you probably got a bit of both if that was the scenario. Some actors, some that were actually thinking that they were really witnessing death and destruction. Yeah, that's right. Why I call it psychological devastation.
Yeah, so Nick, your thoughts?
Yeah, well, when it comes to crisis actors, there's a firm called Crisis Cast, and
yeah,
G4S.
I got a clip I'm going to play later on that.
Yeah. Excellent, yeah, and G4S is a client of Crisis Cast, so there's a connection there with G4S and Crisis Cast. And the fact that we're not hearing anything about Omar Mateen's funeral whatsoever, so where is this guy at?
Oh, they got to dump him at sea, so he's not a martyr.
Yeah. So
you know what I loved was them investigating his place less than 24 hours.
I'm gonna play that clip.
The media going in there handling all of the stuff, and here's his gun license, and that wasn't even what it was. Same thing that they did at San Bernardino.
Yeah, so it's the worst shooting, in supposedly. Now we had worse ones in the past, but the worst modern shooting, and they're just gonna let the press just go in there and ruffle through this the most massive data dump crime scene, you know.
What an absolute joke. And this is what upsets me, Robert, is that people are such dupes to believe it. See, you know, they can orchestrate this sort of stuff, whether it be in a brilliant fashion or a lackluster fashion, as they have with Orlando. But we're the ones that believe it. We're the ones sitting around. So when people say to me, "I say you're against your white folk," and I say, in some ways, I am, because our white folk aren't stepping up to the plate and opening their eyes.
Yeah. Let's take this in this direction. Mr. Producer, let's play clip two real quick of Netanyahu.
In Orlando, a terrorist walks into a nightclub and murders nearly 50 human beings. Sons and daughters, brothers and sisters, cut down in cold blood. They did nothing wrong. They were dancing with friends. They were enjoying music with loved ones. Why did the terrorist murder them? Because he was driven by a fanatical hatred. He targeted the LGBT community because he believed they were evil. Now, the murderer wasn't alone. Regime and terrorist organizations around the world ruthlessly persecute the LGBT community. In Syria, ISIS throws gays off rooftops. In Iran, the regime hangs gays from cranes. Too many people have remained silent in the face of this awful persecution. This week's shooting wasn't merely an attack on the LGBT community. It was an attack on all of us, on our common values of freedom and diversity and choice. Radical Islamist terror makes no distinction between shades of infidel. This week it was gays in Orlando. A few days before that it was Jews in Tel Aviv. Before that it was music fans in Paris, travelers in Brussels, Yazidis in Iraq, community workers in San Bernardino, Christians and journalists in Syria. All of us are targets. We believe that all people are created in the image of God.
Yeah, sure.
ISIS, by contrast.
You can stop it there, Mr. Producer. So, not according to your Talmud, we're all beasts and cattle. But so let's talk about Bibi coming out, because this really, as soon as I saw the Prime Minister of Israel weigh in on this, it really just made it stink even more to me. Did you guys get that feeling?
Yes. He invoked Syria. He invoked Iran. We know that they're ramping up a war over in Syria now, just after these attacks. We also know just a week prior to these, this incident in Orlando, Obama was talking about ramping up a war over in Afghanistan. We're seeing the bombing take place right now in Afghanistan as we speak. All over the news agencies. Plus, you know, we're diverse, and the fact that ISIS is everywhere, terrorists are everywhere. So be on the lookout. We got to constantly survey, and they're talking about Israelification of America. And Trump is talking about racial profiling and different types of gun bans as well for no-fly lists and whatnot. But go ahead.
Sean, did you see? What did you think when you see the Prime Minister of Israel? Did it make it seem like there's more than likely than not that these guys probably ran the operation?
It absolutely. I would say that they're behind most of them. What I immediately thought was to vomit first, Robert. Yeah. Every time I hear that man's voice, that creature's voice. I mean, as you were saying, you know, this is the Talmudic ideal. They're allowed to. They say in their own Talmud, their series of books that make up the Talmud, that it's okay to lie to the goy, just don't lie to the Jew. It's okay to deceive the goy, just don't deceive the Jew. It's okay to rape small children and all of these other sick things. Do we really think for a moment that they wouldn't dare go out of their way to possibly stage something like this? Of course they would. It's ludicrous to think otherwise.
Kyle, your thoughts on BB's little throwing a bone to the LGBTQ community?
Well, he's our greatest ally, of course, right? He's going to help protect Western values of butt sex against the evil terrorist Muslims and Palestinians who come into your country. I mean, come on, think of who ISIS is, the Israeli Secret Intelligence Service. He talks about ISIS in Syria. Oh, you mean the same ISIS who you patch up in your hospitals and send back out onto the battlefield? The same ISIS who has not attacked Israel whatsoever and really seems to have no intention of doing so, but only attacks Israel's enemies. Yes, this is quite chutzpah here, especially when you consider who let all of these these terrorists into the countries who flooded Western countries and flooded the United States by opening up the borders, how the organized Jewish community has gone and pushed very, very hard. In their own publications, they admit this, to get our countries to be completely diversified, as they call it, to make it a borderless world for us while Israel has its borders intact. It is all part of the idea that we need to be more like Israel, that we need to have a president like a Likud president. We need our own version of Bibi Netanyahu, Mr. Trump.
Now let me throw this psyop, and I know you guys have noticed it. Now the rainbow flags with the Gadsden snake shoot back. So now, while the UN and Obama and Hillary crowd and the Chuckie Schumer crowd are really ratcheting up the gun control rhetoric against assault weapons, blah blah blah. But now you've got this other thing where gays all need to become basically special operations soldiers to protect their nightclubs and fire back and rainbow flags with the Gadsden snake. What do you guys make of this? It's quite fascinating.
Yeah, it definitely is. I think that they really want us to give special exemptions for persecuted minorities. It's like the Jews claiming that in Europe they need to be armed because these terrorists are coming after them. Well, of course the white goy, the Europeans, can't be armed. Then it would be another Shoah, of course. So they one rule for us and another for you. Oh, if you're a homosexual, yes, of course, you can carry a weapon because you might be attacked for being part of the LGBTQ community. But, you know, for us, we can't because we said the wrong thing on social media, and we're on the no-fly, no-buy.
Well, yeah. Endorsed by Trump. Hey, Sean King and DeRay said the best way to stop all this is to ban white men, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's what this is. This ultimately is about arming the minorities against the majority. I mean, it's ridiculous. Over here in Australia, back when I think it was after not so long after 9/11, if I'm not mistaken, I could be wrong, but Nicola Roxon actually came out over here. She was at one stage the health minister, and she said that you've got to keep an eye out. Get this, Robert. You've got to keep an eye out for people that are buying chemicals in the hardware store. And we're thinking, okay, why? Well, because they could be terrorists. This is to the stupidity it goes to. Not just to we're going to try and disarm, you know, white Americans, but actually arm homosexuals instead. You know, let's think of it. These are people that aren't thinking correctly. They're homosexual. But also to the point over here in Australia where they actually say, you know, by the way, keep an eye out for people that are buying mass amounts of chemicals because they could be terrorists, you know, from the hardware store. Just to...
Now, let me run this one by Jay Johnson, the Homeland Security Secretary. Now he wants to be an integral part of gun control. And number two, he is trying to tie the right wing in America in with basically these manufactured terror events, saying that the white right basically is just as dangerous as the ISIS patsy, Mr. Nateen, the patsy of this synthetic terror incident. So now I think this is the real end of it, though, is to tie the right with basically your jihadi, fabricated jihadi kind of terror angle. So they're going to, this is, I think, the end game, is to tie the white right in with these guys.
You guys, if you say the word, the F word, not the four letter F word, the other F word, that will get you put on a terrorist watch list. Now don't call these homos any bad names. You're probably ISIS.
Right. So, Nick, your thoughts on that?
Well, I know that I have a concept called the prison riot scenario, where I don't think that they're trying to take our guns just yet. I do think that a race war, civil war scenario would be needed before the guns are taken away, and then they'll clean house, have maybe private security like G4S or something like that to then come on in. That's pretty much how a prison riot occurs. The prison guards let everybody beat the crap out of each other and shank each other, and then after pretty much the fight is all over with, then they'll come in. So that's my thoughts on that.
Yeah, I'm thinking the same thing, and basically this thing with Islam, they're gonna take this thing to where we fight them here, and I think these Muslims in the United States are being set up for their own bloodbath, because their numbers just aren't that big here. But in Europe, I think the population, the native population of Europe, is in a much higher danger. And that's why the La Razas and the Black Lives Matter have to really get cranked up. But this has really divided kind of this left bloc, this incident, and it really plays into Trump's hands. Do you guys agree with that?
Absolutely.
Yeah, you're right. It could be a gift from BB, as Nick had said. As Robert had said before.
All right, so we got one short segment left with the guys from Renegade, and I'm going to play this Trump and Michael Savage clip. And the RBN listeners, you're going to love this one.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio, or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Radio. Last segment with the guys from Renegade, and I got a ton of stuff to cover, and then we'll probably open the phones up. I haven't done that in a few weeks. So, Nick, you were saying something about how you thought that there would have been a white, you know, patriot or neo-Nazi or whatever they like to call people if they really wanted this to tilt towards Hillary. Go ahead.
Yeah, they would have had somebody like the incident over in England with Joe Cox, she was killed, with a white supremacist, they would have done the same thing for the Orlando shooting instead of a Muslim. So I think that shifts over to Trump's favor because it was a Muslim.
Okay, so let me set this up. All you guys that follow Rick Adams' program on Saturdays, RBN listeners, and then Art, NoPlaceForCorruption.com, who really on that site really deconstructs the nuts and bolts of all these Jewish mafia families, like the Bronfmans, the Annenbergs, Moses and Walter, and so forth. Mr. Producer, hit clip three. You're going to love it.
Well, I have to tell you one quick story. Mrs. Annenberg from Los Angeles, one of the most respected women in the country, a tremendously successful woman, and an unbelievably wealthy woman, I will say. She was with me the other day, and she said, I love the Savage Nation. That's what she told me. One of the most, probably, like, you never saw, this woman is an amazing woman. And
no, I know the name, the Annenberg name, of course. They're old school. They're the elite of this country. I understand that. I don't even know what she must listen to me on the internet.
She listens to you, and she listens to you all the time, and she's probably listening now, but she came up to me. It was at a big group of very, very successful people, and she said, Mr. Trump, I love you, because I listened to you on the Savage Nation. I love Michael Savage. And I said, I'm going to tell him you said that. So it's Mrs. Annenberg. You know who that is. That's the elite. There's no question about it.
Oh, absolutely. That's absolutely true. When my ancestors were coming over, not on the Mayflower, she was already here. All right, Donald, thanks again for being with us.
Right,
don't forget me on an organ.
Oh, Mr. Producer, but that's pretty bombshell, guys. You got a couple minutes left, but I thought that was a nugget I found in the rough.
That's all I've got to say, Robert. That's all I've got to say.
Hey, all you RBN listeners, just type in Annenberg crime family and start reading, and you'll get it. But go ahead, Kyle and Nick.
Yeah, it's just funny how they were kind of laughing about that.
They're the elite. He just said they're the elite, and they're just like, you know, bodies piled to heaven under these people. I mean, it's wild.
But I thought Trump was going up against the elite. No, he's rubbing shoulders with them and talking about how great the Savage Nation is.
He's tonguing them. He's not rubbing shoulders. My goodness.
Yeah.
Nick, your thoughts on the Annenberg connection there?
Well, just the fact that he said, I was just with her the other day. And then Savage saying that his ancestors came on the Mayflower? Well, hello. Jews came over on the Mayflower? How about that?
I thought you said not on the Mayflower. Maybe I misheard.
Her family was here before the Mayflower.
Right, right.
His ancestors came over on the Mayflower. And just the simple fact that Savage Nation, that's kind of like metaphorical. And
yeah, well, he's a billionaire. His kid owns Rockstar energy drinks. You guys know that, right? So they're billionaires.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that was a Coca-Cola company.
Check it out. I keep getting info on that. But thanks for joining me, you guys. I thought it was a good hour. I'll be in touch.
All right. Good talking to you.
Good night. We will run. And I feed the fire. Get us burning me alive. And I feed the fire. Get us burning me alive. And I feed the fire. Give me the light to see. And I feed the fire.
My name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.